The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Wicked Birdie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hello, everybody, and welcome. My name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast voted Best of Rhode Island by the readers of Rhode Island Monthly Magazine. Great to be with you here in audio form. And ladies and gentlemen, the day this releases, don't be too alarmed, but there are 7 days until Thanksgiving.
Thank goodness.
Which means 8 days until Black Friday. Oh. And then 10 days to Cyber. All right, I'm done with the math. But folks, the holidays are coming at you fast and furious. Mm-hmm. And a sure sign of that, Mary.
Yes.
You know, they have a big tree in Rockefeller Plaza. They do other crazy things at different establishments throughout the country. But in Rhode Island, we have a very special tradition. That tradition will take place on Monday when we'll be throwing the switch and lighting up the mascot of the state of Rhode Island, Nibbles Woodaway. Yes, Big Blue Bug. Lighting him up Monday night, 5:30 p.m., doing it on Facebook Live. I'll be there. They'll have people from all over the community. This year's lighting is in honor of Nick Carty. And so Ron Carty and Pete Carty will be pushing the button and lighting up Nibbles.
Nice.
Nibbles gets lit again. 27 years they've been doing this. And yeah, I was on the roof last week when they were putting some of the lights up and just prepping for my story for Studio 10. And I was talking with Amanda Milkovitz of the Boston Globe. She was up there also covering a story. And I told her about when they removed Nibbles from the roof back in 2003. I don't know. Do you remember this happening?
I don't. I was at URI at that time, and okay. Granted, still I'm within the state of Rhode Island, but
yeah, but that's like an annex of Rhode Island.
Seriously, I was removed.
I mean, that's further away than Little Compton for most people, but they took Nibbles off the roof because it needed to be refurbed, and just, you know, they went through it. They, you know, just cleaned it up. It'd been up there for a while and whatnot. When they took it off the roof that summer, it was off for almost a year or an extended period of time. But that they took it off in the beginning of the summer, and that entire summer, people who come from like the New York area, the Hamptons, who mm-hmm. often go to Cape Cod for, you know, to get away, they ended up in Boston or New Hampshire because they always use the Big Blue Bug as the point where you take the right onto 195.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was, I mean, and those stories are real, and people would say, yeah, you know, some people, like I said, some people ended up in New Hampshire because they didn't see it and they ended up on 495 and just went all the way out.
Yeah, I mean, we take like GPS on our phones for granted, but you think 2003,
yep.
I mean, people were kind of using those Garmin GPSs in their car, but maybe not. You really did. You went by landmarks. That is hysterical.
Yeah, no, it really was funny. I'm trying to think when I got my first GPS device, I think it was 2005.
Yeah.
When I first got the little, you know, I think I had a Garmin or a TomTom or one of those things there, but you're right. And so people ended up all over the place. So it is that is the unofficial official state mascot, Nibbles Woodaway. And
how many
so
lights
that'll be
are
happening
on Nibbles when he lights up?
So here's another fun fact. The lights, there's a couple thousand of them, but the lights are from Benny's.
Aww.
And they bought extra supplies when Benny's announced it was closing a couple years ago. They bought enough for, I think I want to say like 10 years worth of supply for Nibbles. But, you know, they have to bring the nose up and put the antlers on. And this year they've designed a new switch, a ceremonial switch, I should say. So that'll be exciting as well. So it'll be fun. I'll be there hosting their Facebook Live. And speaking of Carty's, something that I haven't put into the mix yet. Obviously, Toys for Tots, we always talk a lot about
yes.
that. And, you know, Cardi's Furniture works with the U.S. Marines. Any location, unwrap toy, drop it off. New and like new toys and clothing. If you have clothing for like an older person or a veteran, they take care of that as well. But in addition to that, Cardi's really goes out of the way and does the free photos with Santa. And that'll be taking place starting next week on Friday, November 29th in Wareham for 4 hours.
Okay.
On the 30th of November, Saturday in Swansea, 4 to 8 p.m., you get a free photo with Santa. They'll give you a free 4x6 photo, plus you can download a free digital copy off the Facebook page.
Nice.
Then they'll do it the next weekend in West Warwick from 2 to 6 p.m. on Sunday, December 1st. Excuse me, that's part of that weekend. And then the 6th and 7th, they'll be in Seabrook, New Hampshire and Attleboro. If you go to their website, they'll have all the links. Obviously, we link everything in our website as well. But here's the other thing.
This is a huge savings. Yeah, what?
Well-behaved pets are welcome.
No way.
Yes. No, there's no special time. There's no just if it's a well-behaved pet, you can bring the well-behaved pet into the Cardi's location and do your free photo with Santa.
That is amazing. And does each location get that free 4x6 or is it only what? This is extraordinary because I've been going to see some Santas recently and let me tell you, that's like a lunch like a lunch payment for my family.
That's a lunch payment at Capital Grill perhaps. Yeah, I mean it is expensive, you know. Cardi's has always obviously been huge, you know, supporters in the community, and so if you do that, I mean, look, go help them out. Bring a bring
the money
a
toy. On the toy. Exactly.
Absolutely. Bring a toy. Buy a couch. You know, buy a new bed. Blue Flash Photography, good friends of mine. They're the ones that did my wedding. They've done a lot of work. They're the ones who did the photos for this as well. So it really is something really cool. So check that out. So. I'm at the point, Mary, where, you know, we do have, various visits with the man formerly known as Little Foster Man. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have to get into to the Cardi's to get a photo with Santa because this is quite exciting. It's quite impressive. So, hey, if you tuned in while you're on the road working, getting errands done, just listen and enjoy the episode. If you hear something that piques your interest, we'll have all the links and info on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
Tis the season, guys. I'm just warning you, a lot of events in these podcasts coming on up are going to be holiday related. We'll mix it on up, but there's something that's wicked interesting that happens. And Ben, I'd love for you to delve into this a little bit more.
We all remember the ride that Tom Hanks once conducted, the Polar Express. Well, it is actually, it wasn't Tom Hanks who created it.
It was Christian Alsberg.
Right.
Yeah.
I did not know that. I thought this was all Tommy, you know, after he, you know, you never want to travel with Tom Hanks because you end up stranded on an island or, you know, crashing a plane or,
stuck in an airport for a very long time. Yeah, I know. Does not have good luck in his gigs.
It was one of the few roles he played. Well, now he's playing Mr. Rogers. And evidently, it just came out this week that he's related to Mr. Rogers. Did you see this?
No.
Him and Tom Hanks and Mr. Rogers evidently have a distant relative. So I'll let you Google that as I talk to you about the enchanted world of the Polar Express train ride happening at the Blackstone Valley.
So well, like
I know what you're doing. So this is always just it's an incredible, incredible event.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you. This is not cheap. This is an investment, but you are investing in a great time. You will have fantastic photo opportunities. You will be going on a 3-hour event that includes a 90-minute excursion on a real life train, reading the classic children's story, sing-alongs, games, hot chocolate, a collectible souvenir mug, delicious cookies, a special visit from Santa where he personally delivers the first gift of Christmas to every child. And then once you return to the train depot, you get to take your photo with Santa, all part of that whole package. So it really is incredible. You want to go online and order your tickets and
like
pay
now.
Yes. there are limited seating available. Mm-hmm. And this starts this weekend. It starts actually Friday, November 22nd. And there are 51 specific ride times available. But some are already sold out. So, like I said, go online because, folks, this is huge.
This is a great thing, too. Huge. Yeah. And like for, you know, you might have that aunt, uncle, or just that person who is very generous, who wants to give your child something, but maybe they've got so many toys already that you don't want that clutter. This is a great experience, you know, right around the holiday. You'll get that photo to remember everything by. And just the fact, like, I don't know if everybody knows. So Chris Van Allsburg, he went, the author of the Polar Express book, he went to RISD and then he's lived in Rhode Island. Like since then, I'm pretty sure he's still a resident. Yeah, I taught his daughter. I was his daughter's music teacher. Wow. Fun fact: Chris Van Allsburg's Jewish, and he wrote the Polar Express. You know, it's.
Did he also come up with Mensch on a Bench? No.
I don't think so.
Should have. Come on.
Should have, right? But yeah, he's like a Rhode Island, you know, a Rhode Islander. So it's a
legend.
Really great
Rhode
connection.
Island legend at this point. I mean, right? We should be writing folk songs about him. I say we rename the independent man on the top of the State House to be Chris Van Allsburg.
There you go.
If you want my opinion. It's important to note that this train ride in Blackstone Valley, it's the largest fundraiser for the Blackstone Valley Tourism Council. They're an award-winning 501c3 nonprofit. They do so many great things up in northern Rhode Island and just throughout the Blackstone Valley. So it's not one person getting rich off of this thing. It does go towards a very good cause. And let me tell you, you've seen the photo. Have you ever done this, Mary?
Ben, I'm not going to lie. This is one of the few things that I have FOMO about, that I have never gone on the Blackstone Valley Polar Express. I am pretty, I'm Buddy the Elf in female form. I love all things Christmas.
Well aware of that.
You know, like gosh, one day I will go on this Polar Express, but I have seen the photos, I've seen the videos, and truth be told, it is definitely something that I think needs to be on the Rhode Islander's bucket list.
World class. That's all I'll say, folks. If you've never heard of it, if you've never seen it, it is world class. So that is our wicked interesting pick of the week. Blackstone Valley Polar Express starts up on Friday. Now, here's your wicked fun in the 401.
Believe it or not, people in Blackstone Valley, they've been busy getting ready for this train. Well, cats in our area have been getting busy, my friends, in a very different way. Because there's just loads of kittens this time of year. And,
ladies and gentlemen, I know this is an audio podcast, but you would pay good money to see the face I just made. It's like, what? Mary, like, where are we going?
We don't have
that E after our title here. What are you doing?
This is still family friendly. People don't know what's going on if they don't know what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about kittens right now, my friends. That was a transition that I really tried to make smoothly. I'll tell you what, but didit didn't go as well as I wanted.
Smooth as 60 grit sandpaper. Continue.
Well, kitten season was a big time this year, and because of that, a lot of kittens need a friendly forever home. And not just forever, but forever. Get it? Like So Paws Watch at the Community Cat Center is putting on an event Saturday from 11 to 3. It's called Clear the Cages. And basically, they need your help because there's a ton of kittens going on, and they want to make sure that these cats have a safe home and that they're out of the cold and brutal conditions. You can actually go online to get pre-approved for adoption. So this is a great thing if you are a cat lover to go check them out. I will tell you this. They also have options if you can't adopt. Maybe you are here for college and you're not going to be here forever and you don't know what's going to happen if you end up moving. Well, they actually need foster cat parents to provide these animals some extra homes just because there's so many kittens right now. There's not enough cages for them. So you can still go and meet these kittens, whether you'd like to adopt them or foster them. They're always looking out for donations, you know, food, litter. If you're someone who just can't have a cat, maybe you live in an apartment where you're not allowed to, you can volunteer and just go and like pet these cats and hang on out. Go. So this event, once again, is taking place Saturday from 11 to 3. And if maybe you want a kitten for Christmas, I don't know, I'm just throwing it out there, and make a really cool gift. I would like one. Where's Blake? He needs to hear this message.
I will send him a text message. He'll hear this when he edits.
He will.
Blake, how closely are you listening? Rewind 30 seconds and good luck, sir.
He would not want another cat. We already have a very active cat. But if you need a cat in your life, go clear those cages this Saturday.
Good stuff. Open Garage is an event that is happening not only this Saturday, but for a few Saturdays coming up as well. And this is hosted by Bike Newport, Rhode Island. Now, this is a community-oriented welcoming of everyone, and it's volunteer-driven to support a DIY approach to understanding and fixing bicycles. So this is done down at their location in Newport, Bike Newport, RI. It is this is really cool. Anybody can come down and learn or share their knowledge. They will have tools there. They will have parts there to repair and build bikes for free.
Nice.
They have bikes that are donated to them, and they restore them, repair them, or part them out, you know, when they, you know, if it's too far gone, they'll take it apart and whatnot. And then they reassemble them, and then they donate those donated bicycles back to kids in the community.
Awesome.
So, you know, there's so many different ways there, and there's no mechanical experience required. Look, everybody loves to go biking. Everybody likes to have a good time with that. But sometimes these bikes break, something needs to happen. And these fine folks, this Open Garage, it is just a wonderful way to get information on how bicycles work, parts you may not know about, and talk to the experts down there at Bike Newport RI. So check that out. And if you have a bike that you're just laying around, you want to get rid of, donate it to these guys. They will fix it up. They will, you know, help it get a new life with a child or an adult who needs it down there on the island. So check that out. That is happening on Saturday at 1 o'clock, and it happens for the Saturdays going forward. So check that out. Something cool, wow. Something different to do.
Yeah, well, speaking of something different to do, I know I'm not the only person out there in Rhode Island who loves Harry Potter.
You're a wizard, Harry.
And here is this Harvest Ball, the Deathly Hallows Harvest Ball, to be exact, happening Friday night from 7 until 1 a.m. It's happening at the Cranston Country Club, and it's actually very, very reasonable. It's $13.95 per person. They're encouraging that if you'd like to wear some proper dress, whether it's dress robes, you know, maybe you have some Harry Potter costumes or scarves or things like that, or you could just get a little dressed up yourself, but there's going to be enchanted drinks, a ballroom dance party, supernatural vendors, and a world of adventure for the witches and wizards during the autumn seasons. So lots of fall decor, different artifacts and jewelry. Another great place that if you are someone who does enjoy Harry Potter, or maybe have some friends in your life who you need to buy some gifts for, this is one of those really cool niche events that you can find some just really cool stuff, whether it's like jewelry that you could be giving someone. They will be having some tarot card readings, you know, going on. So just a really different event happening. And I know that there's lots of other Potter fans out there.
Are they going to be playing that game?
Quidditch?
Yeah, that one.
I doubt there'll be Quidditch going on just because people will be dressed up.
What's the thing that runs around?
The snitch.
Yeah. Will there be a snitch?
Doubtful.
Does the snitch there, does that snitches get stitches?
Oh, hey, there you go. You never know. That's all a right. Lot of running. I will say that this event is 18 plus.
Okay.
It is not necessarily a kid-friendly event, so it will be adults getting their wizard harvest ball on.
Duly noted.
Perfect.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, no matter where you are in Rhode Island, you're never more than 18 and a half miles from Connecticut, Massachusetts, or the ocean. And Mary, there is a really awesome display, first time ever, coming up at Mystic Aquarium, Northern Lights. Now, I'm telling you this in advance because they were just in the car with me. The full episode will be going up this Friday morning. They are doing an event starting December 7th, going right through January 4th, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, called Northern Lights. It's at nighttime. They will have like this like light show with these huge inflatable animals and, you know, like the heat lamp torches and stuff.
Yeah.
Some of their this is really, really cool. This is all ages. Maybe you want to go to one of the earlier times. Maybe you want to go to one of the later times and just have a romantic outing. But this is so cool. It's what the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular is for the zoo, Roger Williams Park Zoo. This Northern Lights thing is going to become that for Mystic Aquarium, because it's just truly just a wonderful, wonderful fundraiser for them. And the only way to get tickets, the reason why I'm telling you this now, the only way to get tickets is to go online and order them. You can't buy tickets at the door. Their mascot, Peter the Penguin, is not hiding tickets under his fins or his beak.
Nope.
You have to get them online. There is timed, you know, slots, reservations. So this is something really cool and special. I wanted to let you guys know about this early, because once December 7th hit, let's face it, once next week hits, it is just, it's a mad dash. Before you know it, it is going to be 2020.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're getting to that point where even just last week I was saying, oh, yeah, you know, we got a few more weeks till Thanksgiving, and somebody's like, "No, that's a, you know, that's about a week and a half away." I'm like, "Oh,
so crazy."
Touche. So that's where we're kind of at right now. So that's why I'm telling you, Mystic Aquarium, Northern Lights. It's something you really want to experience and see. It's Mystic Aquarium is not that far.
So good, I love it there so much.
It's not that far from Providence. I mean, it's just really, and take it from me, my wife and I last year, yeah.
Time is flying. I know, man.
We went to Iceland, and we went to see the Northern Lights in Iceland. And they drive you a really far distance into like nothingness, because you have to be so far away from like the city so you can actually see like the sky. Wow. Like, no. Yeah. It's like,
yeah, and light interference.
Yeah. Yeah. You think they're going to kill you. Which they didn't, obviously, but it's like, where are you guys going? Like, how do you know where to go? Where did you find this random field? And when you got there, there were others. It's like, wait a second. Like, Sue, keep an eye on the bus. Make sure that thing does not leave. If it starts, seriously, abandon the equipment and go. But yeah, so you don't have to go on a crazy, you know, into the Nordic far reaches of the earth.
You literally just have to go right over the border. And the just best part,
just go to Mystic, Connecticut.
95 south, it's just downhill. I don't know about you, but I love driving down to Mystic, because I just feel like I could pretty much put my car in neutral. I'm safe, guys. But right, you're just going downhill. The way back, it's a different story.
Just coast on the way down there. And the beauty is, there's a Dunkin' Donuts when you're right there at the exit. So on your way back home, if you feel like you need a coffee, pick me up. You got it right there. True. But it's awesome. It really is a cool thing they're doing over at Mystic Aquarium. Northern Lights 2019.
Switching gears, we've got our Wicked Family Friendly pick for this week. For those of you who haven't been completely bombarded by advertisement, Frozen 2 is coming out this week. If you've missed the news, I don't know how you could have, but it's here, my friends. Let it go, or go to the movie theater. And if you have little ones in your lives who love Frozen and love Legos, you're in luck, because Barnes & Noble, the one on Route 2, is having a really special event this Saturday at 2 p.m. They're having a Lego Frozen 2 build event, so you can build a castle from Frozen 2 to take it and then take it home. They are recommending that this be for ages 8 through 12, but obviously if your kid is well-behaved and they just want to return to Arendelle through Lego form, then you can come along and bring them. What I love about this is, not only are you taking, you know, their enthusiasm for the movie, I mean, they could go to see the movie. There's two movie theaters on Route 2 in Warwick.
Yes.
There's one at the mall, then one up on Quaker Lane. They could go see the movie. They can go build these Legos, like use that whole like STEM math thing going on. And the best part is, you're on Route 2 before Black Friday. You could never go back to Route 2 again if you wanted to. You could check that off your list and do the Christmas shopping, holiday shopping, before the madness truly hits. But yeah, this is taking place at that Barnes & Noble, Saturday, 2 p.m. Looks like a really cute Lego set. My kids are really into Legos. They're really into Frozen. Obviously, I will most likely be at Barnes & Noble. If you guys want to meet and greet, I'll be there, probably building Elsa at that this event.
is Frozen 2, like, is there like, you know, like a follow-up name to a Frozen 2, the Deep Thaw or something like that, or right? like the Meltdown?
Oh, well, I don't know. We'll see. It looks like Elsa goes through an emotional meltdown in this movie. She's trying to figure out where her powers came from. That's some
fantastic
deep stuff, children. Some
all
deep
right
stuff.
Confuse your children this holiday
even
season
more.
Frozen 2 in theaters now. Thank you.
season, my friends, to be giving back to your community. I actually think that this weekend is World Philanthropic Day, like on Saturday or Sunday. I'm pretty sure it might be the 23rd, whichever day that is. So if you're in the philanthropic spirit, if you want to be giving back to your community, the United Way of Rhode Island is here to help.
That's right. And here's a great opportunity for you. Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Rhode Island, they're headquartered out of Cranston, but they need mentors everywhere. And the need is for individuals 19 and older to mentor children who are all different ages. Mm-hmm. But you're mentoring a child one-on-one for 8 to 10 hours per month. Okay, that's not a lot.
No.
And they ask that you do it for 18 months. So the only requirement really is you got to have reliable transportation. They'll train you. They have all sorts of cool things for you to do. It's not like you're going to have to really dip into your own pocket to do certain things. A lot of great local organizations donate experiences, tickets, you know, fun things to do. They donate that stuff all the time. So check that out over at Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Rhode Island.
Awesome. South County Habitat for Humanity is looking for help with cashiers and donation truck driver assistance. So the cashiers are going to be able to greet customers, operate the sales counter and cash register, respond to customer inquiries and answer phone calls. They have shifts during the days on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. And they're asking that you make a commitment of 6 months. Training, once again, also is provided. And they also need individuals to assist with the donation truck drivers on Thursdays and Saturdays. We need people who can lift big, heavy things, my friends. Yeah. We're trying to help on out. So if you can lift items over 50 pounds, this is an opportunity for you.
There you go. You can get strong in the process. If you want to learn more about the United Way of Rhode Island, or if you're in need of assistance yourself, visit their website or just simply dial 211. They will connect you to the help that you need. All right, ladies and gentlemen, everything we talked about today can be found on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
Check us out online. We love to be social. We just love it, and we love seeing your photos. So use that hashtag WickedRoadie when you go to any of these events. But if you could do us a favor, and if you could, as long as you're not driving or doing anything, you know, that requires your eyes on the road, screenshot your phone right now. And it may sound funny. Ben and I are in your earbuds. Maybe you're at the gym and you got to push pause. Maybe you're out, you know, food shopping. Screenshot your phone and put this in your Facebook or Instagram stories. Let people know that this podcast exists, because word of mouth is honestly the best way that podcasts get discovered.
Very much so. Very much so. If you're looking to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners, email us, wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com, or reach out to us on Facebook. In 2020, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to bring some pretty awesome new opportunities we're excited about. So get in early, because we want you to join us as we go forward with some pretty big plans.
That's right. Well, until next time, I'm Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Roadie. But guess what, Ben?
Yes.
I usually say we'll have more for you next Thursday. Next Thursday's Thanksgiving.
Right.
So when do we want our next Wicked Roadie podcast episode to come out?
On
Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I think we'll be fine.
You know, yeah, they we can will
listen,
keep you guys
They can
company.
Listen while we digest.
Yes, I love it. All there right, friends, we'll talk to you on Thanksgiving.
We'll see
you.